Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast, presented by Encova Insurance, where we sit down each week to speak with the Ohio State Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. Today, we have another one of our Q&AD segments where Gene answers listener-submitted questions. My name is Ben Waite, and I am joined, as always, by Mr. Gene Smith. Gene, how are we doing?
Great, Ben. Thanks for being on and doing this. I really appreciate it.
Happy to do it. Happy to hear from our friends around the state and around the country. Yes. Our first question is from Antoine in Lancaster. Antoine wants to know, why do you think so many Buckeyes have gone on to have successful careers in the media?
Well, you know, I think our communications department, led by Jerry Emick at this particular time, and used to be Dan Wallenberg, I think they've done a great job with our student athletes and helping them be able to deal with the media while they're here. And some of them have become, enamored with that particular profession. And so when they were here and they're getting interviewed, and it's a lot when you're a student athlete here, particularly in football and basketball, you really begin to appreciate the people who are asking you questions. You appreciate the media and the work they do. And so you become inspired by it, and you ultimately chase that dream. So a lot of our athletes aspire to be broadcasters or be in the media space in some form or fashion. And now it's just really picking up big time, because now we have many student athletes who are doing their own podcasts or they're doing different interviews. Cody McMahon, I know, for example, in women's basketball, has an interest in this. And so what we try and do is help them with that interest.
Our next question is from Connor up in Lima, Ohio. Connor wants to know, what is the book you most frequently recommend?
You know, it's not one single book. I have multiple, but I would have to say there are two that I recommend all the time. The top one is As a Man Thinketh. There's also one called As a Woman Thinketh, but As a Man Thinketh, it's a short read. You probably have to read the first four or five pages like three or four times to actually get your mind right what they're talking about. But it's a great introspective book. I believe self-awareness is important in leadership, and that book helps you with that. But then the second book, and that one is by James Allen. The second book is by Michael Watkins, and it's called The First 90 Days. This really is about leadership transition and what you, how you should behave in the first 90 days. But actually, it's also about life. If you read it the right way and take it in the perspective, it's about, you know, the things that you should do even in any transition that you're making in life, and just being curious and asking questions and not making judgments and things of that nature is really a good book to help you go through transitions in life.
Our next question is from Amber in Springfield. Amber wants to know, what is your guilty pleasure food, and what do you love to eat that you know you shouldn't?
You know, I love popcorn, and I wouldn't say that that's a guilty pleasure, because if you eat the right popcorn, it's not, you know, bad for your diet. But there's a fudge bar called Wasso, WASSO, and I particularly like those bars. They have a vanilla nut bar. That is really, really tasty. So my challenge is I can't just have one. So I usually just grab two and pray I don't get a third. So, yeah, that's my deal. And I obviously ice cream's on that list too, but you know, that's my top ones.
I'm not allowed to have sour cream and cheddar Ruffles in the house, because I will eat the entire bag as soon as it opens. So
you're kidding. So that is a different one, because that would be Pringles for me. I'm like, oh. I'm a Pringle idiot. So if I have the short Pringle can, I'm good. But if I have that big can, it's toast. I'm going deep.
It's all about maximizing whatever's in front of you, Gene. You know, if you have the container, you may as well just eat it all.
Yeah.
Our last question today is from Dan in Dublin. Dan wants to know, what has been your favorite Big Ten city to visit over the years?
Favorite Big Ten city? I don't know if I, let's see here. I have to really say Evanston, only because it's so close to Chicago. So, I love going there. And I want to say my second one would be Madison, because there's a serenity and beauty to it with all the lakes. And I always enjoy going to Madison.
The fried cheese curds don't hurt.
Oh, they don't hurt at all.
That does it for another one of our Q&AD segments here on the Gene Smith podcast presented by Encova Insurance. Thank you to everyone that submitted a question. If you would like to submit your question for Gene to answer, you can do so at ohiostatebuckeyes.com. We appreciate everyone who has listened and subscribed thus far. Be sure to leave a review wherever you find your podcasts. Until next time, for Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I'm Ben Waite. Be well and go Bucks.
Go Bucks.